Recordings have been started. Speakers, you may now begin.
Great, thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the NCPH Intercessional Meeting on the 7th of January at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Cheryl Miller, Rafi Stomach, Tony Holmes, Phil Corwin, Craig Shatton, Rudy Bansett, Lori Shulman, Greg Shatton, Carlos Reyes, and from staff, we have Benedetta Rossi, Ozan Sahin, Robert Hogarth, and myself, Michelle Snyder. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Bob.
Thanks very much, Michelle. Welcome, everybody, and Happy New Year. My first quick note from a calendar perspective, in addition to the new year, is that literally 1 month from today, the 2016 intersessional meeting will be over. So we have a good bit of work to do over the course of the next couple of weeks, just finalizing the agenda. But I've heard from a couple of you that there have been some active discussions about agenda items. There are other calls this week about aspects of the meeting. So I'm very optimistic that we'll have all this put to bed no longer than a week or two from now, which would still give you guys some opportunity for some pre-discussion planning and discussions. So looking forward to a rousing start to 2016. Thank you. Michelle, if you can put up the agenda for the meeting, that would be great. As I indicated to you all in my email with the latest framework document, we'll just follow the same general agenda that we've had at the previous calls, with me giving you an update on the logistical front, and then us really focusing more on the programming piece and getting that nailed down and finalized. From a logistics standpoint, all the arrangements are now made from a contractual standpoint, with the meeting space at the DoubleTree, just a couple of blocks from the ICANN office. So we're formally nailed in on that. I don't know that we'll have cooperation of the El Nino weather in California, but I'm hopeful that us being located just in one spot will ameliorate any difficulties we have in that regard. We're still looking at potentially the opportunity scheduling-wise to do one or two activities over at the ICANN offices themselves, whether that be a welcoming reception or something like that. So those are some things that we're still looking into. I understand that from a travel perspective, there's been a lot of activity over the course of the last several days, and there were actually some plans finalized over the end of the year holidays. So I think we're on track there. Please keep including me and Benedetta in any of your communications with the travel team, so that we're aware of any difficulties that any individuals might be experiencing so that we can step in. The travel team is really good about enforcing rules that are on the books, and sometimes those require some judgment calls, and we're more than happy to be supportive, particularly where a number of you have had some travel challenges. So please keep us out of that as well. I don't know about all flights are out of policy, Rudy, in your comment on the aspect, but we do want to be careful in terms of making sure that your delegates who do arrive are rested or able to participate fully in the meeting, and sometimes if that means having to spend an extra night in the hotel, I'm more than open to providing that support for you all. So please keep up sharing with us any difficulties. We've had a couple of visa issues with folks that I think we've been able to handle. So again, on those types of issues, please let us know. We'll take most of the individual issues, obviously, offline, but please provide that feedback to us whenever it comes up. Rudy, your hand popped up, so I assume you have a comment on the travel end, so I'll give you the floor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Robert, Rudy, for the transcript. Yeah, well, I'm not the only one. Klaus had the same issue. Sam also had the issue of first having the issue that the credit card was not accepted. That was one of the first issues we saw. Personally, I have the problem that the only flight that is accepted is not out of policy is one going to Moscow and requesting me to have a travel of more than 24 hours. So all others are just out of policy, and I cannot even select a decent flight. So there seems to be some issues with the travel. And the longer we are waiting, the more difficult it's going to be to have a good flight. So I would like to see if others have the same problem. I saw that Tony Holmes mentioned the same. I would like to know if there is any progress in solving that issue.
Great, thank you. I know that the travel team was using the Egencia tool, which many folks at the last meeting found to be quite productive and an improvement over dealing with BCD folks directly. So if there continue to be problems with that, please share that directly with us. I know that Joseph has been actively engaged with a number of you dealing with specific issues and has generally been able to resolve them pretty quickly. I think the Sam issue has been resolved and Sam's all booked now. But, yeah, there were some problems, I think, where he had two Egencia accounts, something that I saw along that line. So, yeah, I'm sorry to hear your comment, Tony, about folks being frustrated and considering pulling out of the meeting. That's the absolute last situation that we want to have with anybody. And so if it needs Nir Benedetta to take personal attention to a specific issue, please let us know. Excuse me, and we'll get on the phone with Joseph to get those resolved. And thanks, Benedetta, for your comment there in the chat. We'll handle those directly and personally with Joseph. If there are any specific things that we can do, I don't know if there are issues with what's available from an Egencia perspective in terms of what's been programmed in. But usually once we get a human involved, we can resolve the issues. So thanks for bringing them to our attention. Ironically, we're actually about 2 weeks ahead of the game than we were last year, so I would hope that we can continue to minimize any of these issues and immediately address those that come up and create issues. Marilyn, I see you had a comment there about being interested in some of the visa challenges. It was primarily early in the process in terms of folks having a letter from ICANN, and we were able to resolve that, I think, pretty quickly in a number of cases. I think I've captured any of the other comments in the chat. Anyone else like to make a comment with raising their hand or any other verbal questions? Great. Thanks for raising those, Rudy and Tony. And like I said, we'll work to address those pieces. In terms of other logistics, I've had several conversations now with Tapani about the interest from his community in having a meeting on Wednesday. And so we have begun working with them to help out with any logistics there. If there are any of the rest of you who are still thinking about or considering a meeting on Wednesday, please let me know. As you know, from the NCSG side and my conversations with Tapani, that was important because it did have implications for some people's travel and hotel nights that we've been able to address. Is there any other of you who are looking at a Wednesday meeting? I need to know about that ASAP. Otherwise, we're just planning on, you know, the 2 days of Thursday and Friday for the meeting. In terms of other logistics and invited guests, I think I confirmed for you all in the latest framework document that we had positive responses from Carlos, Yulf, and Marcus with respect to their participation in the event. There are some issues in terms of timing with the board's Singapore workshop that are causing some uncertainty there. I think in terms of Marcus's schedule, at least for the next several days, I think all of that should be resolved by the middle of next week in terms of the schedule of meetings around the board workshop in Singapore that earlier that week. That may have some residual impact for us in terms of participation from ICANN senior staff. When we meet again or have a conversation next week, I hope I'll be able to provide some degree of finality in terms of participation from other folks in the meeting. One of the things that will be very useful in terms of the remainder of our discussion today would be identifying any particular ICANN staff speaker requests that you would like me to convey internally to staff, and just looking over the number of sessions and the potential topics, I've got a pretty good idea with respect to the plenary sessions, but noting that we do have a couple of opportunities for breakout sessions for all of you guys, I thought it was important to get some insight at the very least in terms of your own agendas, particularly if there are issues that would benefit from ICANN staff coming over to the meeting rooms, giving briefings or things like that. And I'd like to get that on the calendar of ICANN staff as early as possible. So please let me know if you've got any plans or any spots in your individual breakout agendas that you'd like to include. That's going to be very important, just so that we make sure that we can get invitations out to those folks and they can be available.
Rob?
Yes, Lori.
Hi, yeah. The IPC is tentatively planning a meeting for the Wednesday before. We're going to firm it up tonight at a team meeting, but if you could pencil it in, that would be very helpful.
Great, thank you. Are you anticipating that for all day or for the afternoon?
I would imagine the afternoon, Rob. Some people have to drive down. Other people will be, getting flights, so I'm not sure. But let's say definitely the afternoon, and then can I get back to you on the morning?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, part of that is just for us to work out logistics with the hotel, to have meeting rooms available, or to otherwise utilize the ICANN meeting space. And as you can imagine, there are just challenges in terms of conference rooms and things like that. We have set some aside, but I just need to know things like how many people are, folks familiar with the ICANN office, directions, things like that. And so the earlier we have that information, the better. Thanks very much, Lori. I'll look forward to following up with you guys tomorrow on that.
Okay. Thank you.
And I know Cheryl's comment in the chat as well. So thanks, Cheryl. Yes, as soon as you all can get me that feedback, that would be very helpful. Again, we just want to make sure that we've got the capabilities and facilities. I imagine in most cases, or I would hope in all cases, you guys are coordinating with either Chantel or Miriam from either the CSG or NCSG community perspectives. So we can be prepared for remote participation, phone bridges and things like that to make sure that your meetings are available. Also, as I know from some other conversations with staff, part of the value of doing this is the outreach perspective. Being in a particular city allows you to invite others to participate. And so it'll be helpful, again, in terms of numbers, in terms of understanding if there are folks new to ICANN who are going to be participating. We just want to make sure that we've got the right capabilities, functionalities, and logistics available for you. So thank you very much for focusing on that. That'll be very helpful. Yeah, we're putting together a list, Phil. Thanks for your comment of local eateries. Either the walking distance options are slim, but in terms of things over in the Venice or Santa Monica area, there are quite a few restaurants, and I believe the ICANN staff in LA have been putting together, over time, a really good list, so we'll make sure that's available to you all as well. Okay, anything else in terms of logistical matters, which always end up being sometimes the most important stuff, making sure that people get there and making sure that we've got the right capabilities? I see, Tony, you're typing, so I'll wait a moment for that. And as you do that, I mean, what I'm anticipating is that we would at least have a call each of the next two Thursdays just to keep things on track, even if we're only chatting for half an hour to make sure that things are on track or resolved, where at least one representative from each of your communities participates so that anything that comes up that requires conversation can be handled. But I think we're on good track. Thanks, Tony, for the evening session information as well. That'll be helpful. Again, it just, you know, it makes things available and makes sure that we've got space for you so you're not just sitting at a table at the bar, but can actually have a room and a place with some facilities available. All right, let's move the discussion to the more substantive aspects of the program. A couple of you who've been really paying close attention to the version control of the framework document will note that I completely skipped version 3 and went right from 2.2 to 4.1. I did have some internal work that I was doing, so 3 was covered, just not publicly released. The latest version of the document, 4.1, that I circulated, I just started to take some educated guesses about putting in program sessions or elements for nothing more literally than to spur conversation. I know that I couldn't really expect folks to be super focused on this until we were about a month out of the meeting. And as I said, I understand a number of you have been talking about that specifically. I'm particularly interested in your feedback about the breakout of the plenary sessions and the rest. As you'll note from the document I shared, I put in bold red font particular areas where I had suggestions or where I had made some substantive language changes to the document. As we go forward, I'll just do red lines, and so it'll be easier for you to see everything that's changed, including typos and stuff like that. But the way I set it up is similar to at least the framework that you've seen at past meetings, for those of you who are familiar with it. That is, you know, starting with an introductory session and welcome, moving to a couple of plenary sessions on the first morning with a plenary lunch, and then the opportunity the afternoon of the first day for there to be breakout sessions. In the past, those breakout sessions existed for two purposes. One, it allowed individual communities to get together and meet, talk about preparing for a conversation with senior staff, particularly the CEO, on the morning of the second day, and also gave you opportunities to react to some things that went on during the morning sessions. That's still, you know, this is a very flexible agenda. So if you want to flip that or play around with that, we can easily do that. I'm excited that a number of you do want to have some pre-meetings or some pre-plannings that may obviate the need for at least a full two-hour slot. Or again, as you've all done in the past, you can break up that first day afternoon session into an SG session and then a constituency session. We also have flexibility if you want it to be, you know, sliding that slot to be a little bit later in the day, you know, beyond 6 p.m., maybe taking it to 6:30. Those are things that we're still very open to doing. The hotel is very flexible with us for that. And as you know, we don't have the reception until 7 o'clock, at least slated for that right now, later in the evening. One of the things that I think is very important to note for you that I'm still trying to track down, and that is the availability of FADI to participate in the meeting. As I indicated, with the board workshop in Singapore, many senior staff are going to be there earlier in the week. We scheduled this meeting to be later in the week so that there would be the opportunity for folks to participate. And, for example, David Olive has already found the itinerary that gets him back to be able to participate fully on Friday. Given that there is still some uncertainty in terms of the meeting schedule for that week, I won't know for sure, obviously, until that day probably that FADI will be able to participate. But I will have a very good idea by the middle of next week, once the board workshop schedule is finalized, whether and how many senior staff will be back in Los Angeles. That's why I still encourage us to keep that SG roundtables with senior staff on Friday morning, I note in red there that we could potentially shift that to the afternoon, depending on itineraries. And as those of you who participated in this meeting the last couple of times know, we've ended up with some fairly nice vagaries of schedule that have allowed us to do some unique things. During the first meeting, you'll recall, we ended up being able to meet with board members in sort of a whole meeting that we had 6 or 7 board members participate in one of the sessions. During the second meeting in Washington, we were able to have not only Fadi, but we were able to have a session with Steve Crocker and with Teresa Swinehart. What I'm holding out hope for, given timing and schedules for this meeting, is that by the early February timeframe, we may have had an announcement of the new CEO. And if that's indeed the case, the new CEO may be participating in the Singapore workshop. So even if we can't pull it off face-to-face, we may be able to do something telephonically there. But I'm holding out some hope for that. Obviously, I don't want to create expectations that we can't meet. But we always seem to end up with some neat little developments in terms of available people or things like that. So I do want to keep a roundtable session open somewhere in the agenda, because I think that that will provide some unique opportunities for you all. Those were just some of the big-ticket items I wanted to flag. That, you know, when you look at the day two, I've kept the same framework based on the previous meetings, where the individual sessions take place during half the day, and then the other half the day is back to plenary, with us concluding with a plenary session where there's an opportunity for wrap-up. I've raised with you all on a couple of occasions the issue of a potential communique, which from a perspective of previous attendees here in the Washington meeting last year, there was an interest in doing that again. I don't know whether there's a particular topic, whether that's something that you all want to just develop organically, or whether you want to plan for that. But that would be the other sort of issue that we would want to resolve as a group prior to going into the meeting. So I'll stop talking there and see if anyone would like to raise any comments, questions, concerns about the framework now. As I said, please feel totally open to blowing it up and changing it and experimenting with something else. We just started with something that's worked in the past, and I've only suggested some evolutionary adjustments. I'll take hands or verbal cues for making comments, please. And while I've been doing that, I'm just catching up on the comments in the chat. I'm noting the fashion comments, and yes, you know, please feel free to be informal. There'll be nothing. I like the press jeans comment, Greg. Marilyn, in the past, I'm not suggesting that the group meet with the new CEO designee. In particular, what I was suggesting is the opportunity may present itself. My hope is that once I have a better understanding of the Singapore schedule, and, you know, those things always tend to be somewhat fluid, particularly given that it is a workshop and not strictly a formal board meeting, and that's all. Things get added to the beginning of the agenda, they get added to the end. There are, as many of you know, matters related to either the IANA transition issues or the new CEO search that could impact the schedule of the meeting. And so it's just something where we're going to have to be flexible about. As you would expect, folks need to have some certainty in terms of travel plans on the board and staff end. So they're pretty much forced to make a decision about when people need to arrive and when they'll be departing within the next week. And I understand there will be some discussions early next week about finalizing that agenda. All I was suggesting, Marilyn, is that depending upon how that works, while we may not have Fadi in person, we may have the ability to telephonically connect with folks. And maybe the only opportunity for that will be Thursday, because folks are traveling on Friday. I'm really not sure. I think if you all can agree on what the topics are and the general framework about the number of sessions and the particular topics and who's got responsibility for those from your standpoint, then we can mix and match as necessary. You've all been very flexible in the past about moving a session, you know, a session later or moving up a topic. I'm sure that we can do that. But, yeah, I mean, if there is a new CEO designee, if there is somebody who's already been identified, I've already made the pitch to senior staff that this meeting would be an excellent opportunity to do some initial introductions, be able to hear or connect with some of you. And so I'm definitely hoping for that to develop. And that's certainly an interest that I have in terms of pulling that off if we can. And thank you, Cheryl, for the comment about new staff. I don't know that we'll have anybody new in that regard, but there may be folks who are new, certainly to some members of your executive teams. I know that there are some new names on the delegate list who might benefit from just introductions with ICANN senior staff. So I'm more than happy to entertain suggestions or comments in that regard. Clearly, we'll have the reception on Thursday night, where I hope we'll get a good staff turnout. I'm still, you know, depending upon some of your Wednesday dinner plans for a number of your groups, if there's a good collection of you in L.A. on Wednesday, I've already talked with our meeting planner, Stacy, to see if we can pull off an informal reception over at the ICANN offices on early Wednesday evening, which would give you all an opportunity then to go out to dinner or something like that. So those are all options to keep open. I'm inclined to suggest that, if nobody has comments on the agenda, then can we just sort of see that latest version as an agreement for things we're going to focus on. But I'd feel much more comfortable with feedback from some of you in terms of specific noted items. As you've seen from the draft, I did make an effort to capture, and I thought it would be useful to do early on, perhaps in that first plenary session, to explore the common NCPH issues. A couple of calls ago, Greg, you had identified a value in not only identifying common issues, but also talking about third rail issues. So I tried to capture the third rail issue concept on the second day, figuring that you would want to build a good culture of the meeting before touching base on some more difficult issues. And I flagged that for the shared topic session where, you know, each stakeholder group could pick a particular issue that's of great importance to them and allow them to use that as an educational opportunity for the other stakeholder group. So that was my concept there. I'm delighted and with great relief to see that Mr. Corwin has raised his hand. So, Phil, I'll turn the mic over to you.
Thanks, Rob, and happy New Year. We've had some internal back-and-forth emails within the BC regarding the schedule, and there's a collective desire to get more substance into the discussion. Some of the issues that were raised by BC members that might be focused on would be contractual compliance, state of new GTLDs, cybersecurity, and stability of the DNS. I believe Marilyn had an interest in budgeting issues. There was also questions about what the possible GNSO future session was going to, what that really meant. There was not a clear understanding of what that was supposed to be about, scheduled on Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4. So just throwing some ideas out. And some of those I think probably would require some interaction with staff so we can get ICANN perspective on some of these things. There's no point having a just a discussion and say contractual compliance among ourselves without anyone from the compliance staff to interact with.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, those are some helpful comments. You know, there are a couple of ways that you all can look at this. You've got probably about 5 hours of individual community time currently built into this agenda. And one thing that you've all been very good at in the past two meetings is in your individual meetings being able to identify specific issues where you want updates or briefings. And it would be helpful to get feedback from the entire group to see if some of those issues are ones that you would like to discuss as a group. You know, I know one of the tensions in terms of scheduling a meeting like this is what's the right balance between briefings and actual substantive conversations. And I think we found a good balance in the January 2015 DC meeting that a number of folks had pointed out that they didn't like with the 2013 Los Angeles meeting, where that first meeting, folks said, wow, there was just way too much sitting there listening to people giving us briefings. So I think that the challenge there, and I'd like to hear opinions on this, is how do you want to do that balance? I could certainly populate this entire agenda with updates on all those issues where staff just parades in and you hear a spiel from staff. My sense is that you want more of a collaborative approach to this. And so how you may want to combine an update or a briefing with then a thematic or overall discussion among you as a community is something that I'd really be interested in hearing. One of the things that we developed with the 2015 DC meeting was this concept of having co-chairs. So each session has a leader from the CSG and a leader from the NCSG who collaborate on the agenda with each other and then sort of chair that session. I really liked how that worked and got good feedback from a number of you on that from the DC meeting. And so I'm hopeful that if you all can agree to say, yes, we should have a session on contractual compliance, then when I get the volunteers of Rafiq and Lori to be the co-chairs for that session, they then develop and say, yeah, we'd like to have Alan Grogan give a brief update at the beginning, and then we'll have a conversation over the next 75 minutes about the topic. I think that's where it becomes most dynamic and works best. So I'd really like to hear feedback on Phil's suggestions about those topics, in particular contractual compliance, state of new GTLDs, status of cybersecurity efforts. On any of those, I can identify and bring staff on board. They, of course, will then say, well, what does the group want to hear? And some collaboration with the co-chair designees for each of those sessions would be very helpful. Phil, you also asked about the possible GNSO future, which is the one session where we already do have co-chairs. And I see that one of those co-chairs, Mr. Vansnick, has raised his hand. And so, Rudy, I'll either let you address the question that Phil had or just speak more broadly on Phil's comments. Thanks.
Thank you, Robert, really for the transcript. Well, I was rather thinking about another item that is probably of a lot of concerns of all of us, is about the organization of the Panama meeting, which is going to be in 5 months from now. In the concept of four-day meetings, this is going to be a real big challenge, and I would like to see if there is any possibility of having the meeting team at the intersessional so that we can see how we can fit our meetings in this concept, because I have still some doubts about the feasibility of these kind of meetings, as we know that with the 6 days we are already in a rush, so 4 days I'm wondering how we are going to do. So is there any possibility that we could have a session with meeting staff to help us organizing the Panama meeting?
My very quick short answer to that is yes. Thank you, Rudy, for noting meeting suggestion topic number 9 at the end of the document. So, yeah, that's still an open area. We have plenary session discussion holes still to fill. So I'm more than happy to collaborate with the meetings team, perhaps for Nick Tomaso or Tanzanika King to do some sort of initial update in terms of where that stands. As a number of you know, there have been discussions at the GNSO Council level about preparing for Meeting B. And so it might also be useful to have the participation of one or two of the GNSO counselors in that discussion. That's something where you could also utilize Carlos and Yulf with regard to that prep work. Because, yeah, I think that most of Meeting B's programming, or at least ARC, needs to be finalized prior to Marrakesh. And so the timing of your meeting at the beginning of February would be ideal for that. So I'm more than happy to add that as a potential session if you guys are all supportive of that. I see, Tony, that you've got a positive comment to that in the chat. So what do folks think about adding that to as a potential session? I'm looking here, you know, that could be potentially a lunch conversation. It could fit into another topic area. The other thing that I did here, and a number of you have seen this, in looking at when you see the holes to fill here in terms of content, we've got two sessions on day one plus the lunch plus an afternoon potential session as well. We've got then a plenary lunch and two sessions on the second day. So essentially there's a block of about seven topics that you could all address. So, I mean, I think that certainly a discussion of the meeting could fit into one of those blocks, either as part of or a complete part of that session. Because I think, Rudy, in addition to the talk just about the overall meeting, there's a valuable discussion for at least a few minutes that you can have as a group as to whether there is a place for the NCPH to have a meeting during that four-day session. That may come out of your discussions about the selection of vice chairs or the board seats. You know, you might all conclude that it's important for you all to meet not just intersessionally once a year, but to have a component of Meeting B or a component of Meeting A or C, for that matter, where you get together as a group face-to-face. Rafiq, you put your hand up. I'll turn the microphone over to you for comments. Thanks. Give you an opportunity to come off mute first.
Thanks, Roman. Okay, so I may understand the suggestion about discussing kind of planning or scheduling issue, but I think we have to be mindful that we have 2 days meeting, and maybe we need to discuss what we can see as a long-term issue. If we have a concern about Meeting B, maybe we need to just maybe do, we can get maybe more specific beforehand and see if it's really worth it to spend scarce time during the 2 days to talk about. So I see that Sherry suggested can be lunch, maybe something informal. I think it can work like that. But so I'm just, maybe I'm a little bit conservative here, but what I read in the proposal from you, Rob, we have so many topics that we want to talk about. And, for example, I heard also from Fear about other issues that they maybe can be suggested. So we have to be mindful of what we want to achieve in 2 days meeting. It's a lot of commitment and effort from everyone to come to LA. So we need to make this this meeting quite useful for everyone. So that's what I wanted to say.
Thanks, Rafiq. I'll put you on the spot while you still have the microphone momentarily here. I mean, from the document, the latest version of the document, 4.1 that I put together, I have found space on the agenda for the first six issues that you all identified as potential discussion topics. So currently you have placeholders there for those six issues. Common issues defined, so a session talking about where you all have some commonality. Within that, I've included, the potential for you all to talk about, how do we work better together, having that overall discussion, because you all said that should be a goal of the meeting. How do we work better together? I've identified two sessions on NCPH procedural in-house issues, which you all identified as areas that would be of value to talk about. So you have either potentially two different sessions or one session in which you split it to talk about board seat selection and council vice chairs. I've identified a slot for GNSO review matters, which on our last call when we chatted about it, there was an identified value in that, particularly talking about issues of commonality going forward. I also identified with Rudy and Tony as co-chairs. This was the session that you asked about, Phil, the possible GNSO future, where we do have co-chairs, and you all identified that as being of great value. And then I also took the suggestion that Greg made, which ties back into the first item, the concept of third rail issues. How can you guys improve your working dynamics? And let's use a couple of particular topics that are important to each SG to explore those. To have some conversations. So right there, we've got six of the seven plenary slots potentially accounted for. Then what we've got in terms of what I included on the list is up to one, two, three, four additional matters that you could all address, including public meeting matters, which Rudy has mentioned, that Cheryl and Tony have echoed as a possibly good topic. And then as I noted at the end there, and these were some of the things that you raised, Phil, possible staff briefing topics. So I throw it back to you, Rafiq, in terms of, okay, what would you potentially take off the list of six, or what would you add in addition from those last five or six areas that we would add to the agenda? And then it's just a matter, once you guys have resolved that, it's just a matter of shuffling and timing things appropriately with the appropriate designees of co-chairs. So let me throw that back to you, Rafiq, just briefly to say, okay, do we seem to have the right list here? What needs to be added to the list, or what should come off that list of the first six, if any, from your guys' perspective? I'll stop there. And my apologies for the – if any of you can hear an occasional bark in the background, I have – unfortunately, a blind and deaf 16-year-old dog who's lost about 20 pounds of his 40 pounds the last week. So he's in some distress, and we're doing our best to keep him quiet and take care of him. But my apologies if you keep hearing that in the background. And I'm glad I could add that to a recorded conversation that everyone will hear for posterity. So, Rafiq, I'll throw that back to you in terms of the questions.
Thanks, Rob. You are putting me in the spot again. I see that we have different topic. I guess I need to check with the executive committee for NCC here. Can you please just maybe a matter to help us. Can you please just after this call to update the document you shared previously? It's I think for everyone to discuss with our constituency here. So that's what I'm asking. If it's possible, I'm sure.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. I'll quickly turn around a 5.1 just to reflect the conversations here. I appreciate that. Yeah, and again, I know you've noted that I'm pushing you back a little bit on you, Rafiq, on that. It's just that I think you've had some good conversations to date. I think you're very close as a group to where you want to be. We're really talking about things on the edges. I'm always open as staff to do your all's bidding in terms of substituting out some of these things or adding additional elements. I'm more than happy to do that. I'm just, you know, iteratively here trying to capture the consensus as it develops. And at a certain point, probably within the next 2 weeks, we've got to crystallize this. So that's the only reason why I'm pushing back at you on that. I see Cheryl is typing. Feel free to speak directly, Cheryl, if you've got the audio connectivity. And while there's typing going on, what I have captured from this conversation in terms of modifications to the agenda is to look for identifying, at least at present, and I'm more than happy for someone to object or suggest another alternative, is it does appear that from a public meeting matters perspective, I'll throw it into the draft and you can all sort of look at it and react to it, potentially having public meeting matters added to one of the lunches, whether that's prepping for Marrakesh, because I know that there will be issues that you all have individually or as groups about the IANA transition, and there are active issues in terms of what's going to be happening in Marrakesh about that, as well as looking around the corner at meeting B. And perhaps we can take advantage of some of you who are on the council to help us in that regard. What I do want to push you all on a little bit is I will do one of two things. I will entertain over the course of the next couple of days any volunteers who want to step in for taking over some of these co-chair responsibilities. If I don't hear anything from folks in terms of specific volunteers, I will literally, and I kid you not, I'll just put names into a hat and pull it out randomly, just so that, again, like I did with this version, you have something to react to, not because I'm particularly suggesting an individual, but just to give you an opportunity maybe to start trading slots or picking different things. And the only reason I'm really doing that is I really thought it worked well at the last meeting to have a rep from each of the SGs collaborate and work together on presenting and chairing some of these issues. I really think it did a great job for the meeting dynamics, and it's something that I think we should preserve if at all possible. Thanks, Cheryl, for the volunteering, and you too, Lori. If you have a specific session that you would prefer doing, please let me know, because otherwise you might find yourself having to horse trade with somebody else on something that might not be right in your wheelhouse. I'm already, and I know he's gotten off the line, but I'm already suggesting Rudy for the meeting B topic, only because he raised that. We can always play through with that. But yeah, thanks, Rafiq. As long as you guys can start adding folks to some of these, I won't do the hat pulling. I'm just looking at it to spur a conversation. But if you all come through on that stuff faster, I'm more than happy to do that. Tony, you're still on the line. I know Rudy had to drop. Phil does have an outstanding question that he had asked about the GNSO futures item. I know that when we chatted last time, you guys were going to try to get together to begin to crystallize what that session might look like. Have you had the opportunity to do that, or can you otherwise just share with Phil for his benefit what the concept is and where you guys are going with it at the moment?
Yes, Rob, it's Tony, if I can comment. We haven't had an opportunity to get together after the holiday, but the thoughts that we had earlier were that we wanted to try and set out some principles that we could possibly all agree to move the whole issue forward. So there are issues about restructuring. There are also issues that came out of the review that I think a lot of concern was expressed about. Some didn't come out of the review that probably should have done. So the way that we're planning to structure that currently is to raise those as issues and try and hone down where we have agreement and understand where we don't have agreement on some of those things. And also, if people have got specific thoughts that haven't been tabled about how to move that forward, then we'll give them the opportunity to raise those issues as well. So it's really trying to get some general direction on things that we agree about and understand a lot better where we have, let's say, wide variances, so that I think that will enable us to come back into the ICANN meeting and work some of those issues through in future. So I hope that answers the point.
Yeah, thank you. And some of you may be aware, I've been alerted to this from board members and actually asked to schedule some time in the Marrakesh meeting by just putting in a meeting request form for like an evening session, for there to be somewhat of a birds of a feather type conversation in Marrakesh, absent something more formal, to talk about sort of the GNSO future or the structure. And that's primarily being driven by Rinalia Abdul-Rahim, who's got the structural improvements or now organizational effectiveness subcommittee responsibilities. So this type of session might help inform folks for potentially participating in that going forward, Tony. I don't know. And I see you put your hand back up, Tony, so I'll turn the mic back over to you.
Thanks, Rob. That was a good addition, because that's exactly where that's heading. When the ISPs had their session, I think you'll remember at the last ICANN meeting, one of the actions we picked up from there was to have more of a dialogue with Rinalia. And I think to help us shape that, just so that it doesn't come from an ISP perspective, but we take account of some of the other views, particularly within our house, then we see this as an ideal opportunity to do that. So, yeah, it's spot on. It's heading in that direction towards Marrakesh, and maybe a birds of a feather meeting would be a good thing to have there.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for that perspective. Phil, was that helpful in terms of defining that a little bit more for you all?
Yeah, okay. Somewhat, yes.
Okay, well, and I mean, that can develop over time, and I don't know, Rudy, Rafiq, and Tony all expressed an interest in talking about that session. So that could be one of the sessions where you all have some pre-meeting conversation. I don't know whether you'll plan any slides or anything just to spur or direct the conversations, but that's something to think about over the next couple of weeks. The other aspect of that I think that's worth exploring is whether you think, Tony, that session can be combined with the GNSO review session or whether there should be separate ones, because as other folks sort of raise some of these more substantive issues, we could do some creative work with the agendas to at least incorporate some of those concepts in. That's something for you all to think about between now and the next call. Tony, I see you put your hand back up, so please respond, sir.
Okay, thanks. Just a quick one on that. I think it would be ideal to have the GNSO review session just before the other session. And that would give us a nice lead in, I think, to the second item.
Okay. All right. I think I've made an effort to structure it in that way. I will confirm that as we add other things here, just to have that sort of planned in that order. Maybe potentially, I'm just talking out loud here, the plenary lunch could be a briefing from staff about the GNSO review. Then you just fold right into that with a substantive two-hour conversation for that afternoon. That might be something to approach. I'll be happy to, you know, see feedback and things like that from folks. Is that a fresh hand, Tony, or is that your old one? Thank you. Okay, great. Thank you. That was some good feedback from that perspective. Another topic that you raised, that I had just on my own personal list, Phil, is talk about budgets and stuff like that. I don't know how we might time something like that, but clearly LA is the home of the finance team. Xavier's there. You'll all be at the midpoint of potentially SOAC special budget request process, where those submissions will be due perhaps, I think, 3 weeks after the meeting. You'll also be probably in much more close planning mode, certainly from a staff and board perspective, coming out of the Singapore workshop about the FY17 budget. So I'm more than happy to contact Xavier and see if he's interested in providing some guidance or a session with you all. Again, I feel somewhat constrained in that I don't want to – I'm conscious of – everyone's concern about, you know, over-briefing you and not giving you enough collaboration, conversation, discussions. So, you know, I'm keeping that in mind, but I will certainly, at the very least, reach out to Xavier to see if he would be available during that time and can be activated for that conversation. I don't think he's going to Singapore, So he should be around L.A. to be able to do that with you all face-to-face if that becomes necessary. Great. Well, we're reaching the top of the hour here. As I mentioned earlier in the call, I think it's important that we get together or at least continue to have dialogue, particularly over the next 2 weeks. And I'd like to, you know, sort of put the stalking horse there to say, let's get all this resolved and completed by the 21st at the latest. I will produce a 5.1 version of the document very quickly, so Rafiq, you have that for your group and so that others see it. Based on this conversation, it's going to be further evolution of the document, not blowing it up at the moment. I will then follow that up with a 6.1 as soon as possible when I hear anything from Fadi's assistant and other senior team members next week in terms of the scheduling of the Singapore board workshop. That will impact us in terms of the timing of things, not the substance of the discussions, however. In 5.1, I will add in those of you who have already graciously volunteered to be co-chairs for some of these sessions. It's nowhere near to filling the list. I think we'll have a total of about 14 or 15 slots. Well, actually, if it's co-chairs, it's got to be even. So we have about 14 or 16 slots. And I'll start filling those in and then let you all begin to horse trade or otherwise have conversations about who's willing to step up and be facilitators for those sessions. And please know that it doesn't just have to be those of you on the call. It can be any members of your delegations. So please throw that out to your delegates as well if folks want to have an opportunity to chat about a particular issue or lead a discussion about something. It would be a great opportunity for somebody. So thank you all very much. I think we have pushed the ball down the field a little bit here on this call. We'll plan on gathering again same time, same day next week. And thank you all again for a productive call and have a great, continue to have a great new year. Thank you all very much. Any final comments that anyone would like to make? Other than the thanks in the chat, Michelle, I think we can adjourn and stop the recording and we'll talk with you all next week. Thanks all. Really appreciate the input. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Robert. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Operator, please stop the recordings, and please remember to disconnect all the remaining lines.